Hey, this is Casey Winstead, and you're listening to Hardwick Sound.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to episode number 45 here of Hardwick Sound. My name is Caleb, and joining me, as always, are my brothers. Let's start with Seth today. Hey, Seth.
Hey, I have a question.
Okay.
Why do we never start with our guest?
Because they don't know the guest is here yet.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a little awkward to introduce him first. Seth, this week you're the Band-Aid bomb.
It's true.
Because, like, when you're around, just like, bam, Band-Aids everywhere.
That's right.
Yeah.
We'll get to that in a little while.
Yeah, we will. Hey, this is my older brother, Noah.
Hello.
What's up, Noah? This week, you're the Chrome Schooler.
That's a nice name.
Yeah, it is.
Because you got a Chrome computer desktop thingy.
We'll get to that, too. But let's actually go ahead and introduce this week's guest. Somebody who has wanted to be on the show for a long time. I can just sense it. This is Casey Winstead. Hey, Casey.
Hey, how's it going?
We're doing awesome. Casey is the chief.
The chief. That's right.
That's right.
And I have wanted to be on the show for a while. I don't know how podcasts work. If, like, you request or you wait to be asked.
We don't know either. We haven't figured it out. That's why we don't have guests in a lot of my episodes. No, yeah. It's like, so Casey is the chief. Yeah, that's right. I was sorting through some stuff the other day, and I came across one of the little cards Casey wrote after, I think it was probably one of the Big Chill weekends, and he signed it Chief.
I did.
And that was, like, so meaningful. I was like, oh, he did that just for me. Nobody else got that.
Well, I've never had a nickname. So when you gave that to me, I kind of owned it. And I think Chad, he gave me one over the summer that I've kind of taken to as well. So it's Casey, all I do is Winstead. So if Chief doesn't work, we can move on to that
Winstead.
One.
Instead, that's good. I like that. Old Chad, the dad.
Yeah, that's good.
The man of a dozen nicknames himself. So speaking of Chad has been on the podcast a couple of times now. And I feel like since Chad was on, Casey has just been, like, burning with envy, wanting to have his chance to be on.
Should we tell the listeners who Casey is, how we know him?
I guess we probably should, shouldn't we? Casey, how would you describe yourself?
How would I describe myself? I've been thinking about this question all day, and I've asked my wife. Physical features, I'm 6'1". I'm like 190. I wear glasses. My hair is spiked in the front. I look like your typical youth pastor, minus the facial hair. So,
basic
unintentional hipster would be
I wouldn't go with hipster. That's not quite it. Maybe,
okay.
just basic youth pastor, I guess.
Yeah
I think that sounds about right.
So like the name of a Twitter account.
What?
basic youth pastor.
Basic youth pastor. That's Casey's handle.
That's great about me. Yeah
So a little bit about Casey. Tell us about yourself.
Well, I am a youth pastor. Luckily, I don't just look like one. Student pastor at Second Baptist Church in Conway. I am married.
He doesn't just play the part on TV.
I don't. I'm married. My wife, Katie, and I've been married for 6 years, and we have two kids. And the goal is to make sure that you don't hear them, but most likely you will. My daughter she'll be 4 in November, and our son will turn 1 on the 21st of this month, September.
Awesome. So some little known facts about Casey. You're Mr. Parkview runner-up.
Right.
Pretty much your greatest achievement.
It's up there for sure.
Yeah. You know, I always thought it was funny, like, when you would preach and you would mention that, you just mentioned that you were Mr. Parkview, and now I look at the plaque and it says runner-up.
Well, so here's the thing, is that to be politically correct, you had to have an African-American winner and then a Caucasian winner, so... I don't know how they did that, but it was always, there was one of each. So I think that I was Mr. Parkview for the white people, I guess.
And then, Mr. White Parkview.
Yeah. Now, in all fairness, there wasn't a lot to choose from, but nobody wants to say they were runner-up. So I just leave that part off. And
just leave that part off.
Now it's come to light.
There you go. Now the world knows.
That's right. Second place.
Now they know. So you from there, you went to, like, what, three different colleges?
Yeah, I did. And I feel like all my failures are being exploited. I did.
That's what we do, pretty much. Yep.
Yeah, so I started at ASU in Jonesboro. I surrendered to the ministry after my freshman year of college. I started for engineering. I went to a small Christian college in Springdale called Ecclesia. You can Google it. It might show up. And then I graduated from Williams Baptist, and that is where I met my wife.
And on top of that, you pitched for – did you pitch for anywhere other than Williams?
I pitched at Ecclesia as well. So, yeah.
Okay, well, that didn't count for nothing.
I tried out at ASU. I got cut, so that was that was interesting. If we're just going to put all my failures in here, that was one.
any other things you want to confess? No.
No, that's about it, man. You've brought it all to light.
While we're going over Casey's failures, I looked up his William Baptist stats.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you want to hear them?
maybe not in front of a bunch of people, yeah.
Okay,
no,
okay.
Well, let's hear it.
Okay,
no,
well, yeah, all I could find was 2009 and 2010, so I don't know about anything else.
Humbling, here we go.
Okay, in 2009, you were 0-1 with a 9-12 ERA, 31 runs and 6 Ks in 24.2 innings.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow, that's not terrible. Good.
Yeah,
sounds good.
It was probably like the second best ERA on the team, though, right? I mean, it's Williams.
Yeah.
Yeah. And in 2010, you're 0-1, 12 ERA, 8 runs, 3 Ks and 6 innings.
Huh.
So,
okay.
Hey, you know. Okay, yeah. 0-2 over those 2 years. So, you know.
Yeah, well, I was a relief pitcher.
That's right. That you were probably getting all the leftovers of the starter.
Yeah, I don't know how official those stats are either, because all the pitchers kept them. So,
yeah.
If someone didn't like you, you could be sabotaged quickly.
Yeah, the earned runs is probably a little shaky there.
Yeah, but there's a reason I didn't get drafted, so...
Oh, that's great. There you go. The other night, it was a Wednesday night, we were doing a back to school at Midtown, and one of the students, a male student of yours who hadn't been around for a while, shows up and he's dressed, you know, in his old clothes, and he goes, "Hey, where's the mud ball? I saw Casey post about it on Instagram." I won't tell you which guy it was, but you know. And we're like, he's in Conway. So we had to break it to him, like, hey, he's not here. So that begs the question everybody wants to know.
Oh, boy.
Where is Casey Winstead now?
He's in Conway. That's where I'm at.
He's in Conway.
I'm sitting here right now. You
so
can
that
come find
makes this our... whatever happened to episode? Whatever happened to Casey Winstead? That's what people say. Everybody,
yeah.
Everybody says that. Whatever happened to Casey Winstead?
I mean, I have a social media presence. And I
yeah,
think
it's kind of weird.
You could find me. Just look at my bio. It says where I'm at.
If I look at your bio, I'm considered a stalker, though.
Well, I mean, okay. So for those of us who knew you as when we were at Midtown.
Okay.
Basically, when you felt God's call to lead you somewhere else, we pretty much just like unfollowed you, went out in the streets, and burned our Team Winstead shirts, LeBron
style.
Yeah,
although I see you wearing them in your videos, and that warms my heart. So it's like I at least know Caleb hasn't forsaken me.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, I put a sticker over it and changed it to Team McNulty, but
okay, fair enough.
But no, I still wear that shirt with proud support of the Winstead family.
Well, good. If I had a Hardwick Sound shirt, I would wear it proudly.
Oh, that's a good idea.
We need to get some shirts.
Yeah.
We'll get Casey a Hardwick Sound
Let's
shirt.
Let's do it.
I like it.
Okay.
Well, to you and to my brothers here, I'm just curious, anything exciting been happening lately?
Jinx.
I don't know. Does anybody have anything exciting?
You probably already have a Coke.
Casey, have you had anything exciting happen to you lately?
Man, I'm just trying to get everything settled down. Today we did a lot of yard work, so that's exciting to get projects done. We planted shrubs, I guess, in our flower beds and mulched, and I mowed, and it's coming together. So if y'all need a picture of that, we can put one online for people to see.
That's great. Glad to hear it.
Yeah.
Seth, well, we mentioned the football game earlier. Seth, you had some excitement in that.
We didn't mention a football game earlier. Well, I guess we sort of did briefly.
Casey, I'm kind of surprised
you didn't mention
that
I was there, though.
I'm kind of surprised Casey's not at like a high school football game right now.
They're flying away. They're in Springdale tonight.
Okay.
You didn't want to go back to your...
You go visit at Ecclesia.
Yeah.
No. It's down a dirt road. Your car gets real dirty. We've been there.
But Seth, you got to have some fun with that.
Yeah. So I got to go to my very first ever Razorback football game. So last year, in fact, I'm pretty sure it was on the podcast we mentioned. Went to and worked at the Salt Bowl and a few of the other high school football games there, working medical. And I took all summer and winter and spring pretty much everything off. But then I was like, hey, I'm going to go see if I can get into the Razorback game. So I did. And I gave out one Band-Aid. I saved someone's life.
And that's what makes you the Band-Aid bomb. It's just like, bam. That's right. Bomb, Band-Aid.
No, it was the guy, because we were in the very bottom where all the wheelchair seats are.
Right.
And we were the guy sitting there next to me. He just leans over and goes, would one of you happen to have a Band-Aid on you? I'm like, yes, I have a Band-Aid. I got this.
I get to do something.
It was the only thing I did all night.
Yeah.
Which is great, because I just got to watch the football game.
Yep. It was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, it was a fun game. Like, it was actually a really boring game, but also I'm sure it was fun to be there.
Also got to go to the Salt Bowl.
What?
Well, I mean, technically it's tomorrow night, but by the time this shows up, it will have been.
That's right.
So I will have gone to the Salt Bowl.
There you go.
Bitten one.
he's making a real prediction here.
Oh, a bold one.
A bold prediction. An unlikely prediction, but... we'll go with it. So congratulations to the Panthers on their
can always
just,
edit it out later.
Their massive trounce of the right. Bryant Hornets.
I didn't say massive.
Oh, I mean, if you're gonna go as far as to say they won, you might as well make it.
They shut out.
I'll say they tie again. Like, that seems, you know, makes sense.
Plausible.
It's plausible, right?
No, Bryant's gonna do terrible because they don't have Hayden Ray.
Oh, that's right.
They won't have
that's
any good
right.
kickers.
Who happens to be up there in the Casey area.
We have hung out, yeah.
That's awesome.
He looks good in purple.
Yeah, I'm sure Hayden would look good in anything, but yeah, he'll do good as a Bear, I'm sure. Noah, tell us a little bit about the big package you got in the mail.
Oh yeah, I got a Chrome base.
What is a Chrome base?
It's like an all-in-one Chromebook. It's like the iMac version of a Chromebook.
The Chrome version of an iMac.
Yeah, that's what I should have
said. Yeah, okay, gotcha. So what have you done with it? What are you doing with it?
Absolutely nothing at the moment.
So
what are you going to do with it?
I don't know. I hadn't figured that far out yet.
You just saw a really good deal and was like, hey, I should get that.
Well, it's actually the one that they designed for doing teleconference type calls on that it's actually designed especially just for like doing video calls. So maybe we could use it for the podcast to do video calls with or something.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Where are we going to put it?
I don't know.
We don't have room for our own stuff up here in our
True.
Studio. I mean, it's a
well,
dump.
If you ever get a studio now, we have a way to do video calls.
That'd be fun. Yeah. So that's cool. Seth got to go to the football game.
Two football games.
Two football games. Noah got a Chromebook. Casey's been, I don't know, doing
mowing.
Yard work, apparently.
Doing adult stuff.
He's been adulting. Is it okay to say a youth pastor was adulting? That sounds wrong. I don't know.
I think so. That's probably all right.
About the only thing interesting I did was I bought some glasses online, and hopefully they'll have showed up by the time this comes out. They're kind of like Casey's, but not as cool.
I don't think anything I do is cool, but people say that. I don't. It's like everything's accidental. I don't try to be cool. I get labeled that. I don't know why.
I think it comes with being a youth pastor.
Okay, maybe if I became a youth pastor, I'd be cool.
I think that you'd be cooler.
Cooler. Okay. Gotcha. Speaking of which, I have some questions for Casey. About that.
Okay.
So I've noticed in my brief experiences working with youth that there are like youth groups are like mirrors of each other. Like if you go from one youth group to another, like you'll see the same personalities of one youth group in the other. Have you noticed that in the Second Baptist youth group? Like, can you go, oh yeah, that's that kid from
what he's asking is there a Caleb in your
is there a Caleb?
I haven't found my Caleb yet, but
you haven't found any young adults who draw you pictures to put on your doors?
No, not yet. I think that's unicorn like though, to find another Caleb.
That's like a one in, what was it that Jake McCool said? There's five of them on Earth.
Something like that.
I think that's what he said.
When one dies, another one just bursts.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's like, I see, so I was there at Midtown for 4 years. So I think back to when we first started, there's a couple kids that remind me of similar students, but the kids at Midtown were so unique, just borderline strange, that I don't know that can be duplicated.
You know, one thing I've learned also in my experiences is that youth groups tend to reflect the personalities of the youth pastor.
Absolutely.
So if this is a weird youth group, then, you know, I'm weird not saying pastor. It yeah. might be a weird youth pastor.
Guilty. I'm probably, I mean, I'm not too weird. Like, people, I don't think people stare at me, but I don't know. There is, this will make you really excited. There's a large presence of homeschool kids at Second Baptist.
All right.
There's probably, there's probably 12 to 15 kids in our youth group that are homeschooled.
Wow.
And how many are in the youth group altogether?
Probably about 60. So, I mean, it's a significant
awesome.
Amount.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. So it's, yeah. And these, like when they're like, oh, I'm homeschooled. I'm like, oh, I didn't picture that. You know, you do your homeschool tests or whatever. And I don't know that they would pass it.
Oh, well, they're a different generation of homeschoolers. So,
speaking of homeschool, am I one of your like only non-homeschooled people?
One of the fewer.
Yeah, not very many of us have.
I hope I don't bring down the podcast with my public schooling.
With Casey's public schooling.
Yeah.
And his three colleges.
That's right.
Yeah.
So Chad, our good buddy Chad, I asked him for a question to ask you on the podcast.
Okay. Oh, gosh.
This was the question he asked. He wants to know, if the Cubs drafted the Antichrist, would you still be a fan?
Wow. It's okay. So it's a lot like when the Cubs pick up a ex-Cardinal. I support the team, but I'm not cheering specifically for them. So like, it took me a little while to get around Jason Hayward and someone like a John Lackey. Like I struggle to accept that they're on the Cubs. You know, like a part of me feels like they're just going to go back. So I don't know.
Like John Mabry?
Yeah. Well,
I would still tweet Cubs win if that's your question.
The Antichrist hit a walk-off home run. Cubs win.
Hey, whatever it takes.
You'd have to do it like your best Harry Carey voice, but
right.
I don't go there. I'll leave that up to Will Ferrell.
I was gonna say, I could do the Will Ferrell voice, but I couldn't do the actual Harry Carey.
Not maybe the Ryan Dempster voice, but All right, so there you go, Chad. Now you know Casey would absolutely.
I thought last year when they won the World Series that was going to come to light anyway. I figured that was what had happened.
Yeah,
Something had to happen.
It was definitely a sign of the end times.
It was. Yeah. It was. And yet to be seen which of the draft picks will be the Antichrist. We'll keep an eye on that.
Okay. What number would he be?
666.
Okay.
Keep an eye.
Well, they don't allow three digits.
If you see a minor leaguer with that digit, watch out.
Well, y'all see a Puig 66, so I don't know if he's like on the way. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't really peg him as the Antichrist type. But
you never would.
He does flip a lot of people off.
But I feel like he'd be more discreet than that. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so before we move on, let's hear a quick word from this week's sponsor.
Tonight on The Mop Up, your number one alternative sports show. We make outrageous predictions about who will win a football game that's already been played.
You can't trust the score they give you in the liberal media, Dave.
We hear from minor leaguer Tim Tebow about what it's like to play against the Antichrist.
You know, heard a lot about each other and we got the opportunity to meet, and it's just fun. I think he's kind of as much of an addict for sports as I am.
And in our mop-up sports story of the week, a struggling college journeyman's life after baseball.
I feel like all my failures are being exploited.
That's all tonight on The Mop-Up.
All right, so let's play a little game. You ready?
Ready.
No.
Ready. No, you ready?
Yep.
I'm okay.
Half
so
paying attention.
This is the game that me and Noah came up with last night, although I tweaked it a little bit.
Oh gosh.
Basically, I didn't really come up with a name for this game yet, but basically it's as a youth pastor, Casey, I want to know if you are good at discerning truth.
Oh boy.
I like to think so.
Okay. This isn't that complicated. It's really not. So I went and looked at some headlines, some real headlines, and some fake headlines. I'm basically just going to ask the three of y'all, I'm going to give you two headlines. You got to tell me which one's real and which one's fake.
Is that true or false?
So I'm just going to read you two headlines. You tell me which one you think is real and which one you think is fake, and we'll see which of y'all three is the best at discerning fake news.
That's your game name right there, fake news.
Fake news. That's the name of the game,
it's
fake news. Actually, this actually sounds a lot like a game that you played, I think, at Midtown. Didn't you do something like this?
Yeah, it was the Jesus versus, who was
Jesus.
It?
Oh, Kanye.
Yeah.
Kanye,
Jesus.
Yeah.
Jesus, yeah. Yeah, it was. We did some other ones really similar too. Like you did the, what was it? The real college sport versus fake college sport or something like that.
The college courses, yeah.
College courses, yeah, yeah. So it's kind of along the same lines. You could do this with a youth group; it'd still be fun. So, let's see. I'll start with Seth. All right.
Sure.
All right, Seth. So here's the first two headlines. You're gonna tell me which one you think is real. Okay. First. Burger King launches Whopper coin crypto cash in Russia. The second one is Boston man rides in wheelbarrow to work for 26 years.
Both of those. You gotta go with the Whopper coin on that one.
Which one is real, Seth?
Okay, I have to ask you a question first.
Yeah.
Are the fake ones, did you just sit around and make these up?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
One of these I made up in my brain.
Okay, I'm going with Burger King as the real one.
As the real one. You are correct. That is a real headline from the BBC. Burger King launches Whopper coin crypto cash in Russia. So 1 point for Seth.
Yes.
All right, I'm going to go to Casey next.
Oh, boy.
All right, Casey, here you go. World's oldest paper airplane lost in Chinese windstorm. Your second one is Canadian. Okay, the second one is correction. Canadian woman didn't miss out on banana bread. One of those is a real headline.
I mean, knowing you, like the creativity that you have, it's not really fair. I'm gonna go with the second one. These are both ridiculous, but they don't seem like headlines, like back page stories to kind of fill up some stuff.
Yeah, well, that's probably true.
Let's go with the Canadian woman and her banana bread.
And you are correct. Okay. That is a real headline from NPR, National Public Radio. I love how it was a correction. Like, we had to post a correction about the woman.
What was the first story?
Short piece about the woman who had like her lifelong dream before she died was to make banana bread or something like that, and they had to publish a retraction saying the woman didn't miss out on making banana bread.
I mean, if you're going to go to the trouble to write the article, you better be prepared to write the correction for the article. Let's be honest.
That's right. All right, so Casey gets a point. So far we're doing good. We're discerning the truth out real well. You ready, Noah?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Police find suspect watching emoji movie in Kentucky theater.
Okay.
Second, selfie app spots early signs of cancer.
Okay.
I'm going to say neither one of those is real.
I'm going to go with the first headline as being the real one.
No.
Oh.
Selfie app spots early signs of cancer is a headline from the BBC. Although, I wouldn't be surprised if you were hiding in the Emoji Movie. I mean, you could hide out there for a while. Nobody'd ever find you.
Actually, I thought you would be able to, because there's no one else there.
Yeah, well, that's true. But nobody would ever think to look there. All right, back to Seth. Ready?
Yeah.
Woman finds tiny frog in salad, adopts it as pet. Second, Disney sues over viral cat that sounds like Darth Vader.
That one has to be true.
Knowing Disney, ugh, salad frog. I'm going to go with the salad frog.
As the true one?
As the true one.
You are correct. As far as I know, Disney has not sued anybody over a viral cat that sounds like Darth Vader.
I wouldn't be surprised if they did,
though. I wouldn't be surprised either. But in any case, the first one, yes, the first is a real headline. That comes from the HuffPost, the old Huffington Post. Back to Casey. Man banned from Twitter over mosquito death threat. Or woman gets trapped in Walgreens, steals purple Band-Aids.
This is tough because I feel like you can say anything on Twitter and get away with it.
but apparently mosquito death threats.
Like threatening the mosquitoes or like threatening people with mosquitoes?
No, I think the implication I got from the headline was he was threatening the mosquito.
Okay. God. Let's go with the Twitter one.
As the real one?
Yeah.
You are correct. 2 for 2. Okay. That's a crazy story. I kind of actually read that one. He actually legitimately posted something like, I wish I would kill you, die your mosquito or something. And then his Twitter account got frozen for that.
Wow.
Yeah. Anyway, that comes from the BBC too, where all the best headlines come from. All right, Noah, last one. Redeem your last time. Ready?
Okay.
Home Depot bans flip-flops, OK's rollerblades in store.
Okay.
Here's the second one. Enormous rubber duck in Canada is counterfeit, artist alleges.
Okay. I just want to go on the record here saying I'm going for the Home Depot.
As the true one?
As the true one. But Noah, you can answer as you want.
I'd agree, but the second headline doesn't even make sense. So, I mean, Caleb could have made a better headline up than that.
Yeah, you got a point.
I feel like I've read something recently about a giant rubber duck, though. So I don't know. Could have been a dream. I don't know.
All right, I'm going to have to go with the rubber duck is the true story.
Y'all are correct. The rubber duck is a true story. There was a giant rubber duck on like a bay out somewhere in Canada, and apparently it was a copy of another one, and they were saying it's a counterfeit or something. I don't know. Go read it on the NPR. You can go read all you want about the enormous rubber duck in Canada. So there you go. Let's see. I think the final scores were set that you were 1 for 1 or 1 for 2.
I was 2 for 2.
You were 2 for 2. Casey was 2 for 2, and Noah was 1 for 2. So
you don't have a tiebreaker?
Well, the tiebreaker was this on my question. Casey was right, and you were wrong. So
those weren't adding points.
But I like the idea of rollerblading through a Home Depot. Well,
it makes sense.
Yeah, but you can't wear flip flops. It's dangerous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, let me think. Maybe I could just come up with one like on the spot. I don't know.
We could do like rock, paper, scissors, like over the phone.
Oh, okay.
We could actually do that and go back and look at the audio recording and see who said what.
I'm not sure how this works. What if I just do like 3, 2, 1, and then you both say something?
We say, say the word.
But there's a little bit of delay, so I'm not sure if that would work.
That's true.
All right, Seth, you ready?
Okay, I'm ready.
Say your thing in 3, 2, 1.
Paper.
Scissors.
I think that was false delay.
What?
On our end, of course, you came in a second after Seth, so it's kind of
like 3 seconds after me.
But I think we'll still. I think Casey's he's a trustworthy guy.
Would the youth pastor lie?
Yes.
Come on.
I don't know. Would he? I don't think
there's so. There's no prizes for this game. I wouldn't lie.
That's true. That's true. Well, we do have the power to make you look pretty dumb. So.
Beating Seth is actually a pretty good prize.
That is true. No, I think we'll give it to Casey then, the discerning youth pastor himself. Congratulations.
Yes, thank
you. It's rigged.
It's rigged. No, it's not.
I'm
going to
update my Twitter tonight.
Okay. The discerning youth pastor award from Hardwick.
Just don't say anything about killing mosquitoes.
As long as I'm not the runner-up, that's fine.
Yeah, well, yeah. Nobody wants to be the runner-up like you were at Parkview.
Right.
Exactly. All right, everybody, let's move into our final section of the show. We like to call sound advice. We're the section of the show where we search desperately for something to give as advice to our listeners. So does anybody have any advice for our listeners this week?
I've got some.
All right, Casey, go ahead.
All right. So if you don't want all of your personal failures to be out there, don't leave them sitting. Don't go wipe your name of the internet of all your stats and all your accolades.
Basically,
and
you have
like
to
that.
Just stay off the internet forever.
Disappear.
Or just don't fail.
Oh, there you go.
I don't think that's possible. I'm pretty sure. I think we're in an age now where like if you fail, it will inevitably be on the internet. Like there's
probably true.
Even if you're like if you Google my name, you'll find all my failures. So.
My advice this week is don't play rock, paper, scissors over the phone.
It's not ideal by any means, but it works.
Hey, if it makes you feel better, go back and listen. There was a slight stutter because I thought, is he saying for me to go as well? And I let it out and I was just like, you know what? Maybe, maybe not.
I don't know. We'll check the tape.
Check the tape.
Noah, do you have any advice?
Get a Uniball Jetstream RT pen.
Okay. Well, what are those?
Just a pen.
Okay. Is that the ones you bought off the cheap ones we've been using?
No, those are...
Because those ones bleed really
those
bad.
Those are Uniball 207s.
Yeah, don't...
I'm not a fan of them.
My advice this week is don't buy those pens. And they get like all gunked up at the end, and you have to like peel it off.
That was my
every
fault
time.
For accidentally buying the 1 millimeter diameter instead of the usual 0.7 millimeter.
Right.
That I just bought the wrong ones.
Oh,
but
well.
I've never really cared for those pins either. So.
Awesome. All right. Any final words before we finish? Maybe this is where we get Taylor on.
You want to talk to her?
Sure. Let's get her on real fast.
Well, let me get her. All right, here she is.
Hi, Taylor.
Hi, Taylor.
Hi.
Hi. What have you been doing?
I've been playing with Drew.
Can you translate that, Casey?
It says she's been playing with Drew. Here, she's bouncing all over the place. Come here. Tell you a secret?
Yeah.
That rock, paper, scissors.
Rock, paper, scissors.
All right. She's shy even on the phone. You got anything to tell them? Anything they need to know?
Hey, Taylor, do you have any advice for us?
What's advice?
Yes.
Like when you share something helpful with somebody?
Yes.
What would you tell them?
Be nice.
Be nice. That's great advice.
You know what? That might be the best advice we've had on
right
this show.
That's right up there with Brad's advice is the best advice we've ever had on
pretty,
this podcast.
Yep, pretty much. Yep.
We should have a Hall of Fame for advice.
We should. We should. Like, the best advice we've ever given. Be nice.
Good stuff.
All right. Well, thank you, Taylor.
Bye, Taylor.
Bye-bye.
There you go.
All right, everybody. Thanks for listening. We'll hit you all up again next week with another guest. Hopefully our guest next week will be pretty cool, almost as cool as Casey.
Probably will be.
We probably won't point out his failures as much. We don't know him very well. So,
That's right. I know who you're talking about.
Hopefully we'll have a special guest lined up for next week, and it'll be awesome. So until then, Casey, thank you so much for hanging out with us.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Remember, everybody, to stay safe and don't be stupid.
Adios, alligators.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
See ya.